USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The city of New Orleans bracing for more bad weather and lots of rain from Tropical Storm Barry. Louisiana Governor Democrat John Bel Edwards holding a news conference about flooding issues.
Intensity of the storm in terms of wind speed at landfall is not predicted now to be a hurricane, but it is predicted to be a tropical storm still.
The Dow hits an all-time high. President Trump reacts.
I don't know if you know, but we just hit 27,000 on the Dow. That's the highest in history. We're up a couple of hundred points today. The highest in history for those of you that like the stock market, but the stock market means jobs. I view it as jobs.
At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 228 points to close at 27,088. The NASDAQ down 6 points. The S&P 500 up almost 7 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I will be issuing an executive order to put this very plan into effect immediately.
President Trump wants to know how many people are living here legally in the U.S., and since he can't get the question on the 2020 census form, he's issuing an executive order.
I'm hereby ordering every department and agency in the federal government to provide the Department of Commerce with all requested records regarding the number of citizens and non-citizens in our country.
Attorney General Bill Barr saying,
in my view, the government has ample justification to inquire about citizenship status on the census and could plainly provide rationales for doing so that would satisfy the Supreme Court. And therefore, there is no question that a new decision to add the question would ultimately survive legal review. The problem is that any new decision would be subject to immediate challenge.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Democratic-led committee in the House continuing to call more people to testify on Capitol Hill. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee authorized subpoenas for what they believe are 12 critical witnesses as part of the House Democrats' ongoing investigation targeting President Donald Trump regarding the Mueller investigation. Republican Congressman Doug Collins says the panel should just move on.
Another round, an episode of premature subpoena authorizations brought to you by the Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee. In the world of congressional oversight, today's markup makes absolutely no sense.
Among those being subpoenaed include former Attorney General Jeff Sessions and senior White House advisor Jared Kushner. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
An update now on the recovery of retired Boston Red Sox player David Ortiz, shot back in June in the Dominican Republic. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the update.
The retired Boston Red Sox star underwent a third surgery, according to doctors, who say it was conducted earlier this week for complications from the gunshot wound that Ortiz suffered just over a month ago. His wife says Ortiz is recovering well and is in good spirits at Massachusetts General Hospital. Ortiz was shot on June 9th while at a bar in his hometown of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, and authorities say they believe his friend, who he was sitting with at the time, was the actual intended target of that shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.